And welcome to Philadelphia Focus. I'm Laura Lewis, and with us today, the president of Historic Philadelphia, Amy Needle. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me. Great to see you.
I can tell the seasons by when you come in, and this time around, we're going to be talking about all the wonderful things that will be happening down in Center City and at the Historic Philadelphia properties.
That's right. We're excited to be here, and happy holidays.
Can you believe they're already here? After you get past Halloween, you just slide in there.
We are in it. Exactly.
We're already in it. So, let's get started with first, for anyone who's not familiar with, could you tell us about Historic Philadelphia, its mission statement, and then let's talk about the properties that you have.
Sure. Historic Philadelphia is a nonprofit organization which mission is to enhance the visitor experience by educating and entertaining people about how this country was created. And we do that by operating several different attractions throughout the historic district, the Betsy Ross House, Franklin Square, and Once Upon a Nation, which includes all the free storytelling, tours, and education outreach programs.
This is a really kind of a unique organization.
It is. It was founded by Ed Rendell when he was mayor. And really, you know, he was a guy that, like many of us, went to Williamsburg when he was little. And he really wanted that immersive experience and sort of those personal touches that you can get when you are at a place like Williamsburg. Now, Philadelphia obviously has incredible historic assets, but we also have, we're living in a actual city. There are no fences there around our attractions. I think it's the really good news about our historic district is that you can have incredible historic experiences and modern day experiences all at the same time. So you can go and meet George Washington and hear people debating things and learn about things at the Betsy Ross House. But then you can go and shop in Old City and you can go to have lunch at fabulous different restaurants. And I think that makes it, you know, a really special experience.
And, of course, Williamsburg, and it's lovely, and it is wonderful, and it's fun to be immersed in that colonial surrounding and all of that. But it's a recreated thing. These are all actual places where our founding fathers and our founding mothers, they walk these streets.
We have it even better. And I think that's what Ed Rendell knew back then and has, you know, continued to develop his vision by creating the places, the great places like the Constitution Center, the Museum of American Revolution, and all of Historic Philadelphia's attractions, which include Franklin Square, all of the storytelling and tours that we do, as well as the Betsy Ross House.
I think we're more competing with a Boston, I would guess, because they too, a modern city with all this historic, all these historic sites within a compact area. But we're Philadelphia and they're Boston. But we did not take care of our properties the way that Boston did over the decades leading into, you know, modern time.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, there was definitely a time period where, you know, we weren't promoting all of the great assets that we had, but I think that was actually before we had great organizations like Visit Philly and everything that, you know, that organization was able to do and be able to be a promotion engine for the historic district. The National Park Service, that their goal is not necessarily to promote the history. Their mission is really to protect and preserve it. So it does take a lot of us around the historic district and others to make sure that, you know, we are telling the complete story, not just about the founding fathers, but about, you know, everyone who made the history great and who fought for freedom and who still are fighting for freedom.
And that is unique. I think we do try to tell the story of women and the people of color, everybody who was a part of the founding of Philadelphia and the country.
That's right. I mean, that's one of Historic Philadelphia, the nonprofit's big missions is really to talk about not, you know, we tell stories at our benches of, you know, everyone that made up the history, as you said, not just the dead white guys. It's really important to us. And it'll be even more important to us in the upcoming celebration of the Women's 2020. It is the anniversary of the right to vote. And so we'll be doing a lot of that coming in, you know, more news to come on that one, but that'll be something to look forward to and something we can come back and talk to you about.
And of course, when you talked about the founding of Historic Philadelphia, when the organization was founded, you didn't really have much of a footprint here with which to work.
Really, it was just, I mean, what we, Historic Philadelphia, started maintaining the Betsy Ross House as a museum. And the director there has done a fantastic job, is really creating some wonderful exhibits and first-person interpretation of the house. You can go and meet Betsy in her upholstery shop all the time. And a great time to visit during the holidays. Right, it was just really running the Betsy Ross House back then, and then some characters and playlets. Now we have Franklin Square, and we have storytelling benches and tours that we do in partnership with the National Park Service. So yes, our footprint has grown, and you know, we really love partnering with all the historic institutions throughout the whole district and Old City District as well.
And of course, though, when Historic Philadelphia was founded, Betsy Ross House was like a tourist attraction. It might as well have been a roadside rest, a sign on the highway. Hey, see Betsy
right,
Ross House.
Exactly. And it's a lot of drive-bys.
And right. Franklin Square wasn't even there.
Right. Well, Franklin Square was there.
It was there.
But no one really wanted to go there. Right. So the Betsy Ross House, right, has had some incredible over the past, I would say, 20 years. You know, if you went when you were, you know, a fourth grader, go back. It's wonderful. And take your kids and your grandkids. It's a really fun tour to take. You really do learn about the history of, obviously the history of Betsy, but you learn about, you know, the history of working women and in the colonial time. And it really is a special visit. But yes, Franklin Square obviously is one of William Penn's original five squares. You know, he designed the city based on a grid system and with parks and green spaces all around them. It was really important to him because of the fires of London that, you know, it's be set up as a grid and also have green space for his, you know, family to run around in. But for years and years and years, decades, Franklin Square sat in disrepair and really was just a homeless park, really, until we started working with the city and Fairmount Park again under Governor Rendell's leadership to redevelop the square. And we realized that we needed a reason for people to go there. It couldn't just be a passive park at that time. And so we created things. We renovated the Franklin Square Fountain, which is in the center of the fountain, which we've learned is like the oldest continually operating fountain in the country. We added a Philadelphia miniature golf course because why not? And we added a carousel because with famous horses on it, like Smarty Jones and a Fleet Alex, because at one point, believe it or not, Race Street was called Sassafras Street, but they renamed it Race Street because there were horse races going down the street. So we thought, of course, we have to have, you know, our famous horses on the carousel. And so now, since, you know, we've just celebrated 13 years of renovating Franklin Square, and we traditionally get about 1 million visitors every year. And this time of year, we've just obviously wrapped up a very exciting Halloween season. And now we move quickly, as we were saying, into the holiday season. And there's so much to do at Franklin Square for the holidays. As well as the Betsy Ross House.
And you've got stuff, though, all through the year, and we want to hit some of that, too. But you got a unique partnership with the Park Service that I want to touch upon, because most cities do not experience that. Your ability to work with the national parks to allow accessibility to us.
Yeah, I mean, it's a wonderful partnership, actually. It is very unique. It's a nonprofit versus the federal government and the federal government working together. And we started this partnership over 16 years ago with one of the, you know, wonderful superintendents at the time of the park. Her name was Mary Bomar. And she really understood that we can't do what the park rangers do, and they can't do what we do, which is we hire actors and storytellers and professional people who can create these experiences for people. Back to the governor's vision, these first-person interpreters who really can make your visit so memorable and so special. And so we do have a cooperative agreement with the National Park Service that allows the nonprofit to be able to be in the Park Service and provide free programs for them. So these storytelling benches, which are called Once Upon a Nation storytelling benches, there are 13 of them scattered throughout the historic district in the summer. And visitors can go and sit down and hear a story of something that happened right there. We also do an incredible tour called Independence After Hours, which is dinner at City Tavern. And then you go inside Independence Hall at night, and it's incredibly moving. And one of those experiences that you can only do in Philadelphia. And then for a little bit lighter, and something that we actually are doing this time of year is called the Tipler's Tour. That's not in partnership with the Park Service, but that's in partnership with some great restaurants and hotels in the historic district. And that's a learn about drinking from the colonial times. But this one is told by a British soldier. And so it's actually it's very different this time of year. And it's obviously all based in the holidays. And tickets are on sale for that one right now. It's called Tippler's Tour, Yuletime Cheers and Beers. It's a great one to go to if you have family in town and are looking to get out of the house. And even if it's cold outside, you go into these watering holes, you hear stories about what it was like during the British occupation, during celebrating the holidays in Philadelphia in 1777. And, you know, it's really fun. And then you walk to the next place, you sing songs, you do toasts. It's a great thing. We've had lots of families do it almost every year. And you know, it's a wonderful holiday tradition.
There's something to do almost year round with Historic Philadelphia.
Absolutely. And, you know, this year we're actually teaming up with all the historic district partners to do a special holiday celebration called Historic Holidays and Nights, because so many of the historic district institutions have great things to do. And we're kicking it off actually on November 14th when we launch the Franklin Square Holiday Festival. But then for a month and a half, there's Christmas tree lightings, menorah lightings, canara lightings, boat parades, military parades, all capping off with the New Year's Eve fireworks at the waterfront. So, you know, great opportunity to really spend the whole time. And the flash will be running in the evenings. So great opportunity to spend, you know, a whole evening or weekend in the historic district.
Well, of course, we're going to have to get into that. Let's parse the whole schedule then. But first, if you're just joining us, this is Philadelphia Focus. I'm Laura Lewis, and Amy Needle is our guest today. She is the president of Historic Philadelphia. And if you'd like more information about what we're talking about, maybe you'd like to take one of those Tippler's tours or enjoy Independence Hall after hours or find out the great holiday schedule, go to historicphiladelphia.org. You'll find the calendar there, historicphiladelphia.org. Okay, get started.
Okay.
We got the last half of the show. Let's go for it. You have going on? What will be happening at Franklin Square?
So at Franklin Square, this is actually our seventh year for this holiday celebration, and it really has grown every single year. It's the Franklin Square Holiday Festival featuring the Electrical Spectacle Holiday Light Show, which is presented by PICO. And really, The light show is obviously the star of the show. It is a giant kite, a la Ben Franklin, that is all lit up. There's a large key and kite string that follows it. And really, every half hour, starting at 4:30 and going till closing 8 during the week and 9 during the weekends, there are light shows. The light fills the park and holiday, and all of the lights dance to holiday music. And we have various wonderful holiday tunes from not only the Philly Pops, but the Nutcracker, and, you know, lots of great music in between. And, you know, the light shows are, I would say, between 6 and 7 minutes. And then when you're done watching the light show, that's your opportunity to go inside Ben Sweets and Treats tent, and you can get warm up with hot chocolate. I think there's going to be a very special hot chocolate bar. You can also make a s'more. You can make a gingerbread house. You can make decorate gingerbread cookies, and we're going to have gingerbread cookies baking right there on the spot. And then once you're warmed up, you can go for a ride on the park's Liberty Carousel, which will be playing holiday tunes. You know, kids don't ever seem to be cold, so they can run around in the playground as you're drinking your hot chocolate. And then if you're really daring, you can go play a round of mini golf, which will also have special lights and holiday music playing. Square Burger will be open with some festive holiday treats this year. It's a great way to experience the holiday season. We have fire pits for warming up, as well as some seasonal cocktails that'll really warm you up. And I think the great thing about what Philadelphia has done, you know, I grew up in the King of Prussia area, and, you know, we used to go downtown to see lights when I was little. And of course, we went to Wanamaker's and saw the at the time, light show. Now there's so many wonderful things that you can do if you want to, you know, go into the city, or, you know, if your city is your backyard, be able to experience. In Franklin Square is one of those wonderful jewels that you can go and experience, and, you know, really create memories for your family during the holiday season, whatever you celebrate. The nice thing about what we do at Franklin Square is that every weekend we have themed weekends. So we'll have Franklin Square Fridays, which have a variety of special guests, including the gals from Frozen, the Grinch, the Nutcracker. On Saturdays, we have what we call Santa Saturdays after Black Friday, where you can jingle and mingle with Santa, and you can have your picture taken for free. And if you want a more exclusive experience with Santa, we do Cookies and Milk with Santa every Saturday after Black Friday. And that Cookies and Milk is actually sponsored by Famous 4th Street, which I think are actually the best cookies in the city.
Hands down. Yeah. You see my eyes light up when you said that.
And then on Sundays, we have we're working with the Philly Pops on sounds on Sundays. And so we have different choirs and performance groups every Sunday, which is, again, just another way to celebrate the holidays. We also, wonderful thing about this holiday season is both Hanukkah is actually late this year. So we'll do a Hanukkah celebration. We'll also be celebrating Kwanzaa. And then the big celebration ends with our New Year's Eve celebration, which somebody has called Times Square for kids. We do a celebration around the 6 o'clock fireworks that happen at Penn's Landing. And so during the day, we have crafts and activities for kids to, you know, get ready for New Year's. And then we actually do a square drop from the top of Square Burger, and we do a big countdown. And then we simulcast the music from the Rivers Casino fireworks on the waterfront. And you know, it's a great place to watch the fireworks from. The leaves are off the trees by then, and you can clearly see the fireworks. And for little ears, it's not so noisy, but you can sort of get a taste of it. And then we do a big dance party in the pavilion. And then we, of course, do the last electrical spectacle. So you can have your kids home by 8 o'clock. And, you know, then if you choose to go out, back out, get a babysitter and celebrate, that's, you know, all yours.
And what about Betsy Ross House? Will there be special activities at Betsy?
Yeah, so it's really wonderful. We have teamed up with the Old City District, and we are doing a tree lighting at the Betsy Ross House on December 5th. Which is this beautiful tree that Pierre Jarjean created, a wonderful florist in Old City. And so we'll be doing a big tree lighting there. And then we also will be doing a menorah lighting later during the holiday season. And the Betsy Ross House, you know, is, we also will be doing several chocolate makings during the holiday season at the Betsy Ross House. You know, back in the day, there was not a lot of tea drinking going on. So, you know, chocolate making and hot chocolate for breakfast was really the thing. And so, when you go to the Betsy Ross House during these chocolate making sessions, you can learn about how chocolate was made, get samples. They sell the chocolate in the gift shop. I mean, it's a great holiday gift, actually. And there's some wonderful Philadelphia holiday gifts in the Betsy Ross gift shop as well.
I would keep forgetting that, you know, if you're gift giving, Center City and on our institutions have gift shops. They have wonderful, unique items.
I think so, too. I mean, so much is, you know, I mean, obviously we've got a lot of online shopping opportunities, but I think sometimes, you know, in the craziness of trying to get like the best thing or whatever, we sort of forget about it's, you know, it can be this wonderful present that you've especially found in one of these incredible locations in Philadelphia. So I would encourage people to shop in the museums, and the Betsy Ross House has a great store for that.
Now, you said that the Flash buses will be running. Do they have a special schedule?
So they do. They have a very special schedule. You know, Flash is, again, another great thing that was started by Ed Rendell but has been carried out by the Independence Visitor Center, and they do such a great job. And yes, the Flash will have evening hours, not only on the weekends, not only linking the historic district, but then it will actually go out to beyond and go to the zoo this year too, because of course the zoo has this fabulous new holiday lighting in the evenings, which I'm really excited to get to myself. So you can go on the Independence Visitor Center website for that, or historicphiladelphia.org will also have the link. But that'll be a part of the whole historic holidays and nights package that, you know, we're really excited to be partnering with this year.
What else will be going on? When you mentioned Center City, everything is within 3 or 4 blocks. That's the wonderful thing about historic Philadelphia.
Right. It really is. I mean, obviously, we have the Betsy Ross House. We told you about what's happening at Franklin Square. The Tipler's Tour, the one that I mentioned, is running throughout the holiday season, and that's a great one. And if you happen to miss that one, we actually do it for Ben Franklin's birthday, too. And then, surprise, he meets you on the tour. But there are some great holiday things. I mean, I know that Deck the Alleys is on December 7th. And that is a wonderful opportunity to get into those houses, those incredible houses on the alley. There's a boat parade that also, I believe, happens at the Independence Seaport Museum and on the Delaware River, also on the 7th. And there's events as well. Actually, just early in November, there's an event in Carpenter's Hall. So all of these information will be able to be found on our website.
And, of course, that website is historicphiladelphia.org. Talk a little bit more about how can adults really enjoy historic Philadelphia?
Well, I mean, I always think that, you know, getting to the visitor center and, you know, going there first and getting all the information that they, you know, give out. You know, I personally think that if you haven't gone on our Independence After Hours tour, it's really a one-of-a-kind experience that you really can only do in Philadelphia, and I think that would be a great way to start. But I think for the holidays, you know, going to Franklin Square would be a wonderful way to go with friends. As I mentioned, there are these wonderful fire pits. There's, you know, drinks to be had. You know, just hanging out. We actually do also have a pavilion, an indoor heated pavilion, where if you are looking for your holiday party, you haven't booked that yet, it's a great place to do it, because in addition to obviously being warm and having, you know, an indoor location, then you can go out and with your guests and, you know, take in the light show and, you know, be able to, you know, play mini golf, ride the carousel, hang out in the beer garden, whatever you want to do. So I would encourage, you know, if you haven't planned your holiday party yet, or if you're organization, corporation is looking for some place to do that, you can go to our group sales information on our website and find that out. But, you know, the light show itself is pretty spectacular. I think there's, at this point, over 80,000 lights that are strewn throughout the throughout Franklin Square. We actually work, you know, PICO is our sponsor, but we also work with IBEW, Local 98, and their partners that are, you know, giving their time and talents for free for Historic Philadelphia to hang the lights. We're actually, the next couple of weeks, hanging all the lights, and so that it's, you know, festive and wonderful for all the visitors to come. And obviously, this is a free thing that we do. We are a nonprofit, and so the revenues that we make from carousel and mini golf and tickets on the Holiday Express train, which happens to be there, that's what helps us to continue to make Franklin Square a great place to visit all year round.
And maintaining all of these properties is not cheap.
It isn't cheap. And so, you know, we do obviously charge for things, which is important for us to do. But then we also do 80 free events all year long. And so, you know, we had like this wonderful experience 2 weekends ago where we did a trick-or-treat trail and we gave out Mars Candy, which they sponsored, and it was sponsored by Fox Rothschild. But we had, I think, over 400 kids all come in costume and trick-or-treated around the square, and that's something that we did, you know, 100% for free, and you know, kids loved it, and the costumes were incredible. So it was a really fun day, and we do events like that throughout the year, and maintain the park, as you said, and that is a challenge sometimes for the nonprofit that runs it, but I think we are dedicated to making it an incredible place for people.
Is there membership in Historic Philadelphia? Do you have, obviously you have business partners who are stepping up, but are there memberships to Historic Philadelphia?
We don't. Historic Philadelphia, the nonprofit, doesn't have a membership program, but there are a lot of ways to get involved. If you would like to donate, you certainly can do that, but there's some fun ways to do that. You can buy a brick in Franklin Square. We have a brick program that is... for $100, a Ben Franklin, get it? You can have your name inscribed on a brick around the fountain. We've had so many people do that, and really fun stories about people doing their engagements on the bricks or celebrating birthdays, bar mitzvahs, weddings, you name it, we've had it on a brick. And also, we have bricks at the Betsy Ross House. There are lots of events that can be sponsored. So if your organization is looking to get their name out there, this is a great way to support it. And then we also have many volunteer opportunities throughout the year as well.
I never think about you looking for volunteers, but I guess it takes a lot of volunteers to
the
events.
Yeah. And it's fun. I mean, we actually do a big fundraiser for Franklin Square every May called Evening in Franklin Square. And we have a great volunteer committee that helps put that on. And so we're always looking for gift ideas for our silent and live auction. And that all those funds go right back into supporting the square.
And of course, for more information about everything we talked about, from bricks to Yuletide cheers and beers and all the events that will be taking place at the Betsy Ross House and at Franklin Square, just go to historicphiladelphia.org. And Amy, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you so much, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays back at you. And my guest today, Amy Needle, the president of Historic Philadelphia. Thank you for coming in. I'm Laura Lewis. This has been Philadelphia Focus.